Saskatoon. The Saskatchewan Weekly Newspaper Association announced its winners for 2023 Better Newspapers Competition Friday, with a number of award winners among Saskatoon's contributors. In order of the presentations, Weyburn This Week staff were among the nominees for an award for Best Special Section, winning third place for On the Farm. The Salute to Veterans category saw second and third place, respectively, going to the Unity Wilkie Press Herald, shared by Tim Holterf, Helena Long and Sherry Solomko, and to the Kenora Courier, Rocky Neufeld. In the Best Page Design category, Delwyn Ludke of The Outlook took second place. Unity's Sherry Solomko took first and third place in the Best Headline Writing section. We share the winning heads. It's Snowvertime for Community Public Works Departments, and Unity's Cobbler put his heart and soul into 63-year career. In the Columnist of the Year category, Eric Westhaver of the Creighton, Flynn Flon The Reminder took top honors. Westhaver's work is often featured on Saskatoday.ca as The Reminder as a member of the same Glacier Media Community News Group. Second went to Anastasia Byhovskaya of the Estevan Mercury and third to Shelley Ludke of The Outlook. In the Best Saskatchewan Arts or Cultural Story category, Miguel Fenrick of the Battleford's Regional News Optimist took first place with his story Conversation, Unity and Truth Highlight of Twin Flame Saskatchewan Tour. Shelley Ludke was third with A Group That Brings the Stories to the Stage. In the Best Saskatchewan Arts or Cultural Series category, Miguel Fenrick of the Battleford's Regional News Optimist took another first place. Greg Nickel of the Weyburn Review took first place in the Best Saskatchewan Recreational Story or Series of Stories for Dungeon Master, finds running role-playing game highly rewarding. Third place went to Derek Ruttle of The Outlook for Outlook Rink Tops Hosts Most Haunted Location. In the Best Tourism Story or Series of Stories, Miguel Fenrick of the Battleford's Regional News Optimist won first place for his story, Bigger Museum as a Community Staple. Sherry Solomko and Helena Long won another first place award for the Unity Wilkie Press Herald with Unity's Cobbler put his heart and soul into 63-year career in the Best Business Writing category. Under Best First Nations Coverage, Battleford's Regional News Optimist reporters Miguel Fenrick and Lisa Joy won second and third, respectively, for their stories, Conversation, Unity and Truth Highlight Twin Flame Saskatchewan Tour, and Thunderchild Woman Survives Ride with The Truck Stop Killer. In the Best Feature category, the aforementioned story by Lisa Joy won first place. In the Best Healthcare Coverage, Single Story or Feature category, Anastasia Byhovskaya of the Estevan Mercury won first place with her story, Miracle No. 2. Bankson Family Welcomes New Baby Carried by Surrogate Mother. In the Best Healthcare Coverage Series of Stories category, Greg Nickel of the Weyburn Review took first place with his story, Organizers Hope for Sea of Green, with Weyburn Mental Health Initiative. Second place went to Cultura Nicholson and William Koreliak for their story, CAMSAC Faces Major Healthcare Crisis with Repeated IR Closures. In the Best Habitat Conservation Writing category, Greg Nickel of the Weyburn Review won second for his story, Students Have Opportunity to See Fish Hatch and Grow in Classroom. Derek Ruttle of The Outlook took first and second place in the Best Photo Essay of the Year category. Freelancer Helena Long won second place in the Best Sports Photo category for her baseball photo in the July 22, 2023, issue of the Battleford's Regional News Optimist. Battleford's Regional News Optimist reporter Miguel Fenrick was third in the Best Hard News Photo category. In a series of General Excellence Awards, the Weyburn Review won second and The Outlook tied for third in the Best Front Page, Class A, Circulation Under 1000 category. The Weyburn Review won again, this time third, in the Best Editorial Page for Class A. The Review capped it off with first for Best Overall Paper in their class. In the Class B, Circulation 1000 to 1999 category, Best Front Page and Best Overall Paper was won by Yorkton This Week in the Class C, Circulation 2000 to 6,499 category. Weyburn This Week won third for Best Editorial Page. In the Class D, Circulation over 6,500 category, Best Front Page first place went to the Estevan Mercury. Best Editorial Page went to the Battleford's Regional News Optimist. The Estevan Mercury was in third for Best Editorial Page and won second in Best Paper Overall for the class. About the awards, editor for SaskToday.ca, Jane Foster, said, "Some of the most talented and dedicated newspaper people in the province have been honored today, and we are proud that many of them are part of SaskToday.ca. These awards prove that local news coverage is still important to our communities, still has an impact, and is still what readers are looking for." The Count, writers, reporters Anna Byhovskaya, 1st, 1, 2nd, 1, Miguel Fenrick, 1st, 3, 2nd, 1, 3rd, 1, Lisa Joy, 1st, 1, 3rd, 1, William Koraluik, 2nd, 1, Shelley Ludke, 3rd, 2, Helena Long, 1st, 1, 2nd, 1, Cultura Nicholson, 2nd, 1, Rocky Neufeld, 3rd, 1, Greg Nickel, 1st, 2, 2nd, 1, Derek Ruttle, 1st, 1, 2nd, 1, 3rd, 1, Sherry Solomko, 1sts, 2, 3rd, 1, Eric Westhaver, 1st, 2, 3rd, 1, The Count, Papers Battleford's Regional News Optimist, 1st, 1, Kenora Courier, 3rd, 1, Rocky Neufeld, Estevan Mercury, 1st, 1, 2nd, 1, 3rd, 1, The Outlook, 3rd, 1, 2nd, 1, Delwyn Ludke, Unity Wilkie Press Herald, 2nd, 1, Tim Holterf, Helena Long and Sherry Solomko, Weyburn Review, 1st, 1, 2nd, 1, 3rd, 1, Weyburn This Week, 3rd, 1, Yorkton This Week, 1sts, 2, 1, 3rd, 1. This article was posted by SaskToday.ca.